Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott, and today you're going to hear one of my favorite activations, and that is You Are Money. Once you enter into the subtle energetic integration of this activation, money will flow to you continuously in a variety of ways. This is a little bit different of a teaching than what I usually do, because I talk about timelines a lot. But there's another aspect to prosperity that needs to be covered. It was a huge game changer for me. And once I realized it, it changed everything. You are money. Those three words will change everything about how you see money and how it flows to you. There is a consciousness with money. And you are that consciousness. Every second, $17 trillion moves through the planet's financial systems. $17 trillion every second. Not as paper, not as metal, as pure electrical impulse, as frequency, as the same electromagnetic force that's firing through your nervous system as you hear these words. That same energy that moves as money, it's moving through you right now, through every cell, every neuron, every quantum particle of your being. You've been taught to chase money, to attract money, to manifest money. Yes, I have taught that to you. But there's an entirely different level to this. A level that's much more simple to understand. You don't need to attract what you already are. Listen closely. Every time your heart beats, you're pumping the same electromagnetic currency that powers every transaction on this planet. Every thought you think ripples out with the exact same frequency as value being exchanged between billions of people right this second. The Federal Reserve doesn't print money. You do. With every breath, with every intention, with every moment, you choose to recognize the truth of what you really are. Money isn't paper. Money isn't numbers on a screen. Money is consciousness in motion. And consciousness, that's you. So let me be absolutely clear about what's about to happen here. I'm not going to teach you how to get money. I'm going to activate your remembrance that you are money. You are the flow. You are the currency. You are the infinite source having a temporary experience of limitation. And once you know this, not believe it, not hope for it, but know it in your bones, the entire game changes. Your timeline shifts. The universe reorganizes itself around this truth. What I find fascinating is people get uncomfortable when spiritual teachers talk about money. They'll meditate on universal consciousness for hours. They'll discuss quantum fields and infinite possibilities all day long. But mention money, suddenly it's not spiritual enough. Suddenly it feels dirty or dark or sinful. But here's what they're missing. Money is the most spiritual conversation I can have with you. But Brian, why are you always talking about money? Because that's what this is about. I am talking about consciousness and reality creation. And money is absolutely a key part of it. Because money is consciousness made visible. It's the physical scorecard of invisible energy exchanges. Every dollar, every cent, every crypto token is a frozen moment of consciousness, a crystallized belief that became tangible. Think about this. Money doesn't exist in nature. can't dig it up like gold anymore. 97% of all money is digital. It's pure information, pure agreement, pure consciousness held in collective belief. We actually think money into existence. 8 billion people agreeing on imaginary numbers that somehow buy real food, real homes, real experiences. Money is humanity's first successful experiment in collective reality creation. It is the beginning of the social memory complex. We took nothing, actually nothing, and by agreeing, it had value. It moves mountains, builds cities, changes destinies. The ancient mystics knew this. Why do you think temples were the first banks? Why do you think the word currency comes from current, as in flow, as in river, as in the movement of life force itself? Why is abundance a spiritual principle found in every sacred text? When you judge money as unspiritual, you're judging energy itself. You're saying the very force that grows trees and spins galaxies becomes somehow tainted when humans exchange it? It's like saying electricity is evil when it powers a television, but holy when it creates lightning. Money is neutral. Money is pure potential. Money is whatever consciousness you bring to it. The universe doesn't recognize your false separation between spiritual and material. That's a human invention, a limitation program running in your consciousness. In the quantum field, there's no difference between the energy that heals and the energy that creates wealth. It's all one field, one infinite, abundant, ever-expanding field of pure possibility. So when people say talking about money isn't spiritual, they're revealing their deeper programming, that God and abundance are separate, that spirit and matter are at war, that you have to choose between awakening and wealth. That's the biggest lie ever sold to humanity. And it's kept more lightworkers broke, more healers struggling, more conscious creators playing small than any other belief system on the planet. Money is a spiritual technology. It's consciousness in action. It's the universe's way of saying, show me what you believe about yourself. Now, every time you say, I need money, you're creating separation. Every time you think money is hard to get, you're building a wall between you and your own energy. Every time you believe money is outside of me, you're fracturing your consciousness. And this separation, it doesn't just affect your bank account. It creates a cascading failure across every timeline you're living. Here's how it works. When you separate yourself from money, you're actually training your consciousness to separate from life force itself, because money is life force in one of its many costumes. So now you're practicing separation 8, 10, 12 hours a day. Every bill you worry about, every price tag you flinch at, every time you say, I can't afford that, you're rehearsing disconnection. Your nervous system starts to wire itself for scarcity. Your cells begin to close. Your energy field contracts. You're literally teaching your atoms to repel abundance at the quantum level. And the universe, which only knows how to say yes to your dominant vibration, starts stripping abundance from every area of your life. Your relationships suffer because you're practicing separation. Your health deteriorates because you're blocking flow. Your creativity dries up because you've told yourself the universe's resources are limited, outside of you, hard to reach. Think about how you feel when you say, I don't have enough money. Feel that contraction in your chest, that tightness in your throat. That's not about money. That's your entire being recoiling from the lie you just told about yourself. Because deep in your cells, deeper than any programming, deeper than any belief system. You know you are infinite. You know you are the source. And every time you pretend you're separate from money, from abundance, from the infinite flow, you're betraying your truest nature. This is why broke people stay broke even when they get money. This is why lottery winners lose everything. This is why you can manifest a windfall and watch it disappear before your eyes. Because until you heal the separation, until you realize you are the money, you're just moving symbols around while the core fracture remains. The separation creates resistance. Resistance creates friction. Friction creates heat. And that heat burns through everything you try to build. What nobody tells you is the moment you collapse that separation, the moment you realize, I am money. Money is me. We are one energy in different forms. Everything changes. Not gradually, instantaneously. Because you have just removed the false barrier between you and infinite supply. The universe doesn't have to send you money anymore. You don't have to attract it. You simply express it. Like you express creativity, like you express love, like you express breath, you become a money generator instead of a money chaser. You become the mint instead of the beggar. You become the source instead of the seeker. Now you want to know something strange, something that'll make you question everything you thought you knew about money? There was a janitor in Vermont. Jim Reed was his name. Cleaned floors at JCPenney for 17 years. Never made more than minimum wage. But Jim had discovered something. He'd sit in his supply closet during breaks and repeat one phrase, I am the flow that money follows. Not I attract money. Not money comes to me, but I am the flow that money follows. When Jim died in 2019, they found $8 million in his accounts. $8 million. No inheritance. No lottery. Just compound interest on tiny investments in a man who understood he was not separate from the force of accumulation itself. And the rest of the story is that Jim never acted like he was saving. He gave away thousands to the local library, funded strangers' medical bills anonymously. The money kept regenerating because Jim knew he was the money. It couldn't leave him because it was him. Or consider this one, Sarah Blakely. Cut the feet off her pantyhose one day. But before she became the billionaire founder of Spanx, before she had a product, before she had investors, she did something nobody talks about. For 6 months, she wrote herself checks, not manifestation checks to deposit later. She wrote them and cashed them at her consciousness bank. She'd write for being the solution on the memo line, for circulating value. She was practicing being money in motion. She later told a closed-door group that she never felt like she was building a business. She felt like she was letting her inner currency finally have a physical outlet. And today she's worth over $1 billion. Not because she attracted it, because she expressed it. There's so many more examples. A homeless man in Tokyo, they called him Nishida, lost everything in the 2011 tsunami. Family, home, identity, documents, gone. Lived in Ueno Park, but Nishida did something peculiar. Every morning, he'd bow to the sunrise and say, I am wealth experiencing itself as human. In Japanese, the phrase is Ware wa tomitsu. I am wealth. Other homeless people thought he'd lost his mind, but Nishida started finding things, not just coins. Though those came too. He'd find winning lottery tickets thrown away with one number wrong, except the number wasn't wrong. He'd find envelopes of cash in trash bins. Once found a rare baseball card worth $40,000 just sitting on his sleeping bench. Within 18 months, Nishida had enough to rent an apartment. Within 3 years, he owned a small ramen shop. When interviewed, he said something that translates roughly to, "I never found money. I recognized myself in different forms." Do you see the pattern? None of these people chased money. They collapsed the space between themselves and money. They became the currency. They became the current. And when you become the currency, you don't need to pursue it. It circulates as you, through you, from you. The universe has been showing us this all along. We just weren't paying attention to the right stories. So now we activate you. Feel yourself right where you are. Feel the weight of your body. Feel the electricity running through your nervous system. That electricity, that is currency. That's current. That's money in its purest form before it takes shape. I want you to imagine something with me. Imagine you can see the electromagnetic field around your body. It's there. Science has photographed it. It extends about 3 feet in every direction. This field, this is your mint. This is where you print reality. Now watch what happens when I say these words. You are money. Do you feel that? Do you feel how your field just shifted? 3 words. Because somewhere deep in your cellular memory, you remember. You remember before you were taught to be poor, before you were programmed for lack, before someone told you money was hard. You are money. Say it internally to yourself. I am money. Not I have money. Not I want money. I am money. Feel that current running through you, getting stronger. The same electrical force that powers every transaction on Earth is surging through your neurons right now. You're not separate from the global financial system. You are a node in it. You are a generator in it. Say this with me. I am the currency. I am the flow. I am the circulation. Now go deeper. Every atom in your body is spinning. Spinning creates frequency. Frequency creates value. You are actually generating worth with every subatomic rotation. Trillions upon trillions of tiny turbines, all producing the energy that becomes money. Let this land in your bones. Money is my energy taking form. When money moves through the world, that's you moving through the world. When fortunes are made, that's your creative force finding expression. When abundance flows, that's your consciousness in motion. See yourself as a fountain now. Not a fountain seeking water, you are the water. You are the source. You are the endless spring. Money doesn't come to you. It comes from you. It springs from your center. It fountains from your core. Say this with me. I am the source of money. Money sources from me. Feel your hands. Your hands are transmitters. Every time you touch something, you're transferring currency. Every handshake is a transaction. Every gesture is spending energy into form. You're not trying to grab money from out there. You're radiating it from in here. Now expand your awareness. See yourself as a golden sun. Not reflecting light, generating light. Money is just your light slowed down enough to become visible. You're not chasing your own light. You are the light. You are the gold. You are the value. The entire economic system is just consciousness exchanging with itself. And you are consciousness, which means you are the entire economic system having a localized experience. Say this with me, internally. I am money experiencing itself as human. I am wealth in a body. I am abundance with a name. Feel how different that is from I need money. Feel how your whole system reorganizes. Your cells are banks. Your thoughts are transactions. Your emotions are investments. Your breath is compound interest. Every heartbeat, pumping currency. Every breath, printing money. Every thought, minting new wealth. You are not separate from money because you can't be separate from yourself. The money in every bank account, in every wallet, in every transaction happening right now, that's all you. Not yours, you. It's all the same consciousness, the same energy, just wearing different costumes, playing different roles. The billionaire and the broke person are the same consciousness experiencing different perspectives of itself. And you get to choose which perspective you embody. Not someday. Not when you're ready right now in this activation. Say this with me. I am money without limit. I am currency without restriction. I am flow without resistance. See money coming towards you now from all directions, but see it differently. See it as your own energy returning home. See it as you coming back to yourself. Every dollar finding its way to you is just you remembering another piece of your infinite nature. The separation was the illusion. The unity was always the truth. You don't attract money, you express money. You don't manifest money, you reveal money. You don't create money, you are money. Let this truth sink into your marrow. I have never been separate from money because I have never been separate from myself. The ATM recognizes you. The marketplace recognizes you. The quantum field of infinite abundance also recognizes you. Because you are all of these things, pretending to be a human for a while. This is the reality revolution. This is the timeline shift. This is you remembering what you've always been. You are money. Money is you. There is no difference. There is no distance. There is only one energy, and you are that. Now, from this state, from this knowing, from this being, watch how reality reorganizes itself around this truth. Watch how money starts behaving differently around you. Not because you're doing something different, because you're being something different. You're being yourself. Your real self, your infinite, abundant, unlimited self. The self that is money. And from this place of knowing and being money itself, something extraordinary becomes possible. Lift your hand right now. Just lift it. Notice how you didn't have to beg your hand to move. You didn't have to attract your hand. You didn't have to manifest your fingers. You simply intended and your hand obeyed. Because it's you. Money is no different. Money is your extended body. It moves by your command, by your intention, by your sovereign will. So right now, in this activated state, you're going to command money to move. Not ask, not hope. Command. The way you command your lungs to breathe. The way you command your eyes to see. Feel yourself as the consciousness that is all money everywhere. Feel into your bank accounts. They're not separate from you. They are organs in your extended body. Your wallet is no different from your pocket. Your income streams are no different from your bloodstream. Now, command it. Command the money. See the money beginning to move towards your physical experience, but see it properly. See it as your extended body drawing itself back together, like calling your scattered attention back to the center, like gathering your energy from where it's been playing in other forms. money in other people's accounts? That's just you experiencing yourself from different vantage points. And now you're calling aspects of yourself home. Not taking from anyone, because it's all you anyway, but allowing the perfect amount to circulate through your local experience. Command it. Money, my extended body, flow into my accounts now. Feel it responding. Feel money turning towards you like flowers turn toward the sun. Because you're not asking something foreign to come. You're directing your own energy to consolidate in your experience. See your bank account number changing right now. See them increasing. Not in the future, now in the quantum field. It's already done. The digital numbers are just catching up to what you've commanded in consciousness. Money. Fill my environment, saturate my space, appear in expected and unexpected ways. And now feel money beginning to pool around you in your home. Money is materializing, not magically, but through perfectly logical channels that were always available but are now activated. Checks arriving, transfers completing, opportunities presenting, gifts appearing, windfalls happening, returns multiplying. Your environment is responding to your command the way iron filings respond to a magnet, because you are the magnet. You are the organizing principle. Command money in all its forms now. Say, flow to me now. Root through me now. Express through me now. See money finding you through thousands of channels across the world, through people who suddenly feel inspired to pay you, through systems that suddenly discover they owe you, through opportunities that suddenly become visible, through value you create that suddenly becomes profitable. This isn't manifestation. This is just direction. You're directing your own body, just like you direct your hands, your extended financial body, to configure itself for optimal flow through your local node of consciousness. Place your hand on your heart and feel this truth. Every dollar that exists is a cell in your body. And you can direct your cells. You can command your cells. You can organize your cells to support your local experience optimally. Money, reorganize around me now. Concentrate in my experience now. Flow through my accounts now. See it happening. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Now. In real time, money is reorganizing. Accounts are shifting. Value is moving. Abundance is concentrating in your field because you commanded it the same way you command your hand to make a fist. Here's the key. Expect it to obey. Expect money to respond to your commands the way you expect your legs to respond when you decide to walk. No doubt, no wondering, just natural, obvious obedience from your own extended body. You don't hope your arm will move, you move it. You don't wish your eyes would blink, you blink them. You don't pray for your heart to beat, you beat it. And now, you don't hope for money, you command it, you direct it, you operate it like the extended limb it has always been. Feel the massive shift in your field as you claim this authority. Feel how different it is to command money rather than chase it. Feel the sovereignty. Feel the power. Feel the naturalness of directing your own energy. From this moment forward, money obeys you, not because you're forcing it, because you finally remembered it is you, and you can direct yourself however you choose. The money is moving now. The accounts are filling now. The abundance is expressing now. Because you commanded it. Because you are it. Because there is no difference between you and the infinite flow of wealth. It is done. Now expand your awareness further, bigger. Become conscious of every physical bill on the planet, every dollar, every pound, every euro, every yen. Feel them. They're all made of the same cotton and linen, the same paper and polymer. They're all carrying the same energy, your energy. Can you sense them? Billions of bills folded in wallets, stacked in registers, hidden in mattresses, flowing through counting machines. Each one is a blood cell in your planetary body. Each one carrying oxygen to where it's needed. Each one flowing, always flowing. Feel into the movement. Money never stays still. Even when it seems to sit in a vault, it's vibrating, waiting, ready to flow. And right now, all over the world, money is moving. Through hands, through machines, through systems, like blood through vessels, like life through veins. And here is what's happening in this moment of activation. Every bill is beginning to respond to a new command, your command, the command of love over fear, the command of light over darkness. Feel the shift. Money that's been trapped in fearful hands is loosening. Money that's been hoarded in darkness is seeking light. Money that's been used for harm is remembering its true purpose: to express love, to create beauty, to expand life. See it now. Vast rivers of currency changing direction. Like iron filings suddenly exposed to a more powerful magnet. You are that magnet. Your love is that power. Your consciousness is that organizing force. Every dollar bill on earth is turning toward love, turning toward creators, turning toward healers, turning toward builders, turning toward you. Not because you're taking it, but because you're one of the nodes of light it naturally flows toward. Feel money leaving the dark vaults of fear, streaming out of the clutched fists of scarcity, flowing away from those who would hoard it, weaponize it, use it to diminish life, to create evil. It's breaking free, finding new channels, seeking the light. And you are a lighthouse. Money can see you from across the planet. Every bill knows where you are, because you're broadcasting the frequency of abundance, of love, of expansion. Watch as money begins its migration, like birds flying south, like water finding the ocean. Millions, billions, trillions of currency units all beginning to flow toward those who will circulate them with love. See specific bills now. That $20 bill in Chicago is moving towards someone who will use it for joy. That $100 in Tokyo flowing toward a project of creation. That euro in Berlin finding its way to hands that will multiply its blessing. And some of them, many of them, are flowing towards you, not by force, by natural selection, by vibrational match, by the same intelligence that makes rivers flow to the sea. Feel them getting closer, physical bills, changing hands, moving through transactions, each exchange bringing them closer to your field. Through seemingly random events, but nothing is random in this unified field. Someone buys something, receives change, passes it forward, and that bill moves one step closer to you. It's a great migration, a planetary redistribution, money flowing from shadow to light, from fear to love, from death to life. And you're not just witnessing it, you're causing it by being what you are, by holding the frequency you're holding right now. The old financial systems are built on fear, lack, and separation. But that system is just a story, and stories can change, are changing right now. Through your consciousness, through this activation, every bill you touch from this moment forward carries your frequency. Every coin becomes a seed of abundance. Every transaction you make sends ripples to the entire planetary financial system, calling money home to love. Feel the bills coming. Through the mail, through hands, through unexpected channels, physical currency finding you because it recognizes you as a safe harbor, as a circulation point, as a node of love in the global network. You're not taking money from anyone. You're giving it a home where it can express its highest purpose. You're letting it flow through you to create, to bless, to expand, to serve love. The darkness is losing its grip on money. The light is calling it home, and you are that light. You are that home. You are the circulation point where money remembers what it was always meant to be. Love in form, consciousness in motion, God playing exchange. Feel the entire planetary money supply responding to this shift. Feel the rebalancing. Feel the redistribution. feel currency flowing toward love, toward light, toward life, toward you. And now we seal this. Now we lock this into every cell, every atom, every quantum particle of your being. Feel the truth building in your core, building like a wave, building like thunder, building like a star about to be born. You are not someone who needs money. You are not someone who attracts money. You are not someone who manifests money. You are money. Say it, feel it, know it. I am money. Louder in your consciousness. I am money. Feel it exploding through your limitations. Feel it shattering your old story. Feel it demolishing every program that told you otherwise. Say it with me again. I am money. You are the circulation. You are the currency. You are the flow. You are the abundance. You are the infinite supply expressing itself in human form. Every cell in your body is reorganizing around this truth. Every neural pathway is rewiring this knowing. Every strand of DNA is activating to this remembrance. You want to know why you've struggled? Because you've been looking for yourself outside yourself. You've been chasing your own tail. You've been trying to attract what you already are. But that game is over. That illusion is shattered. That lie is dead. From this moment forward, you move through the world as money. You speak as wealth. You breathe as abundance. You walk as prosperity itself. The universe isn't going to send you money. You're going to express money. You're going to radiate money. You're going to be money in such a powerful way that reality has no choice but to reflect it back to you in form. Can you feel it? Can you feel the shift? Can you feel every timeline you're living suddenly snapping into alignment with this truth? This is the reality revolution. This is the moment everything changes. This is you remembering what you've always been. Money is you. You are money. There is no separation. There never was. Feel it rushing through you now. Not money coming to you, but money as you, finally flowing without resistance. Feel your accounts exploding with abundance because you're just reflecting what you are. Feel opportunities erupting around you because you're no longer blocking your own expression. You are a fountain of money. You're a generator of wealth. You're a son of abundance. And sons don't chase light. They create it. They radiate it. They are it. The old you, the one who believed in lack, who lived in separation, who thought money was outside, that version is gone, dissolved, transformed in the fire of this activation. What remains is the truth. The truth that you are the infinite supply. You are the endless flow. You are the money you've been seeking. From this moment, from this knowing, from this being, watch what happens. Watch how fast reality reorganizes. Watch how quickly money finds you. Watch how naturally abundance expresses through you. Not because you learned something new, because you remembered something eternal. You are money. Money is you. And that changes everything. Feel the explosion of this truth through every timeline you're living. Feel it rewriting your past. Feel it restructuring your present. Feel it commanding your future. It is done. It is sealed. It is activated. You don't have money, you are money. You don't want money, you are money. You don't need money, you are money. You are money. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Welcome to your new timeline. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to the truth of what you've always been. The reality revolution isn't coming. It just happened inside you right now. Go out there and be the money you wish to see in your account because you are it. You've always been it. And now you know it. You are the revolution and the revolution is money. Welcome to the reality revolution.